And we are happy to welcome in Alan Sherman right now on the Equine Forum presented by Lane's End. Alan, welcome to the program, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. How you been?
Doing well, and happy to have you back on board. Happy New Year. And I have to imagine that this is a joyous occasion for you this afternoon to have your big horse back on the track.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, I couldn't ask this horse to be doing any better. So I'm really looking forward to this year.
What was it like to welcome him back into the barn?
Oh, it was great. You know, it's kind of like an old family member you haven't seen in a while. You know, it's just he's such an amazing horse, and he's brought us so much joy and fun that it was just great to have him back in the barn.
Well, by all accounts, his works have just been sparkling. Do you see a lot of development over the past several months?
Absolutely. You know, when he came back in from TaylorMade Farm, he couldn't have looked any better. They did an amazing job with him, and he hasn't taken one step back since he's been in. Everything's been forward, and after that last work, he pretty much indicated he was ready to roll.
Alan, let's go back to his last start in the Dubai World Cup. That was on March 28th of last year. He's been off for nearly the full year now, and there was talk that after that race, maybe he would be retired. We weren't exactly sure what was going on. Take us through the timeline from March 28th up till today and everything that's happened with this story surrounding California Chrome.
Well, after he ran in the World Cup, he went to England, and that didn't work out so well. He bruised his foot, and he had a little tannin bone bruising. You know, once TaylorMade got their hands on him and they put all that weight on him and they got him looking, he couldn't have looked any better when he got here. And now they own, in partnership with Perry, 30% of the horse. And I couldn't be happier with just the way everything's gone.
When you got him in, was he breeze ready, or did you have to take a while to get him up to a work?
No, he wasn't in training at all in Kentucky. So once we got him, starting all over again. And you know, ideally, could have had another work or two in him, but didn't work out that way. But he's doing great, you know.
Trainers always say that. They always say they need another work. They might be a little short. Come on, who do you think you are, Bobby Frankel or something?
Absolutely not. But you know how it is, dude. You always want to get that one extra work in them.
Yeah, put them over the top if you can.
I think he is.
Alan Sherman, our special guest here on the Equine Forum, presented by Lane's End. Of course, California Chrome returning to action today in the Grade 2 San Pasqual. He will square off with seven other rivals. He has been made the 4-5 morning line favorite. Alan, what can you compare what you're seeing from him in these past several weeks as opposed to where he was before when you had him in the barn?
He's better now than he's ever been.
How come?
He's sounder now than he was as a 2-year-old. You know, he's a sound horse. He's never had any major issues, you know, just little aches and pains. But the horse is unbelievable right now. I couldn't be happier with him.
Well, he certainly looks fantastic. I mean, every photo that you see, every video, I mean, he just looks like he's really happy and delighted to be back in the Sherman barn, and he looks like he's training just awesome.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's really grown up. He's a lot bigger and stronger than he was as a 3-year-old. You know, that time off is probably a blessing.
How's your dad taking all of this? Is he chill?
I've never seen him not chill.
Well, that's good. He hasn't changed then.
No. Well, yeah, he's doing great.
Alan, I know you would love to see California Chrome win this race today, but what are some of the things you're going to be looking for when you watch him go to the post and then run this race today? What are the keys that you're going to be looking for?
I just want to get a good race out of him. You know, this isn't the the main prize. You know, the Dubai World Cup is the main goal this year. This race is going to be more of a stepping stone. I mean, he doesn't have to win today. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but he doesn't have to.
So Dubai World Cup, will that be his next start after this one if all goes well today, or is there something in between?
No, there's a race we're going to run him in Dubai, kind of the same route curling took.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that. We're going to run him twice over in Dubai.
Before heading to England?
No, we're not running to the passing one this year.
I can't even believe he asked you that question. I'm going to beat him up after the show.
That's what friends are for.
Well, I noticed that he's going to debut some different silks for today's race as well.
Yeah, he's got silver and he's got a they're gray with a burgundy, tailor-made burgundy outline, and it's got it says chrome and kind of like a chrome color.
Yeah, I saw those new blinkers too with the CC on them. You were holding them up in a photo on Twitter. Looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, they look nice. I like them.
You know, people forget
we
about
it. We don't have a jackass on the back of the silks anymore, so that's kind of nice.
That's always the plus.
Now I can't believe he said that. I thought we would just avoid that altogether.
That's always the plus. Well, you know, people forget. They look back on this past year, and they see Victor Espinoza sweep the Triple Crown with American Pharoah. They forget he was just, what, a length and three quarters short of pulling it off the year before on California Chrome. Alan, what a great couple of years it's been for Victor Espinoza. It had to be fun for you to watch your jockey of California Chrome pull off the Triple Crown this year.
Yeah, you know, it was nice to see Victor get that done. You know, he's been close a couple times before. And it was nice to see him get him done. I think it was nice to have American Pharoah win the Triple Crown. You know, good for racing and everything. Obviously, I wish we could have done it last year, but didn't work out that way. But, you know, everything's going to turn out for the best, I think.
What do you say to him when you give him a leg up this afternoon? Do you give him a little Newt Rockne speech, or do you just say, go get him?
Don't screw it up.
As a former jockey, he's, he can say that. Alan Sherman, our special guest here, California Chrome, going in the San Pasquale later this afternoon. Of course, I mentioned a field of eight squaring off in that San Pasquale. It is race number eight at the Great Race Place. Mile and a 16th, the post time for that one, 7:03 Eastern. That's 4:03 local time on the West Coast. Alan, as always, you're great, man. We appreciate the time. Say hello to your father for us and let him know we'll be cheering for him later on this afternoon. But before I let you go, how is my man Jasper doing?
Jasper's a beast. Are you kidding? He's that dog is he's like Chrome. He's getting better with age.
Is he starting to behave a little bit better or what?
Yeah. For him, he's doing great. Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll go get it done today, and we'll have you join us up the road here as we get closer to that Dubai World Cup as well. But as always, appreciate the time, and like all of our guests who appear on the program, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. We'll get that out to you and to Dad, and go get them later on today.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.